Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, if you are a Clemson homer, and if you can't see unbiased facts, now might be a good time to switch over to a different radio station. Now might be a good time to turn it off and leave it off for a few minutes before you get your feelings hurt. What am I talking about? Dabo Swinney calls it a narrative diesel. I call it presenting facts. That is what we are going to do in this first segment of the show. You decide, Diesel, you decide Tolo's out there, which stands for turn on, leave on. That's what we want you to do every day on the show, unless you're one of those very sensitive Clemson fans that can't see clearly. Like the old commercial, I can see clearly now. That's our goal for you in this very first segment. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this hump day edition of the show. That's where we're going. That's where we're starting in this very first segment. We talked a lot yesterday about Clemson and about South Carolina, but today we just are going to present facts. No narratives, no made-up BS, nothing like that, nothing to that degree. Our job today is to give you Tolos out there straight facts. That's what we're going to do. Diesel, do you think the Tolos are ready to be presented with some facts?
I don't know about that. I think Clemson fans are ready to stick their heads in the sand, or they still have their heads buried in the sand from where they were on Saturday night. Now, a lot of Gamecock fans would say, well, their heads are buried somewhere else, and they're going to be willing to call in, and if Clemson fans are not willing to talk about it, South Carolina fans certainly will be. Bring sure. it on, 844-FAN-PHONE.
And to your point, Diesel, South Carolina fans may be more involved and interactive in this segment because, look, I'm friends with a lot of Clemson fans out there. A lot of my friends are Clemson fans, and a lot of those friends of mine that are Clemson fans are not the type of fans that can admit when they see a problem, when they can admit that they see something wrong. I try my best every single day, Diesel, on this show to help Clemson fans out there realize that you can be an unbiased fan while still rooting for your team and still loving your program. That's my goal every single day on the show. A big, big show coming your way today, though. After this segment, we'll have our high school coach's spotlight coming up in about 20 minutes. Daily Wires. I don't know, anything big happening at 4 o'clock today, Diesel? Anything? Do you have any segment planned for that?
The Tolos are finna break our text line, I can tell you that.
Upset picks, baby. We asked the question at 422 if we've changed our mind after 1 week, and a little NFL on the show today as well. Bill Bender of the Sporting News joining us at 522. A jam-packed show. And I mean jam-packed. But let's start right there, Diesel. Cade Klubnik, this is where I want to go in the very first segment. Cade Klubnik and Garrett Riley. How they have fared since they arrived on the scene and how they have fared against SEC programs. Now, I want to be very frank before we begin to take a deep dive into this segment, Diesel. These statistics that I'm bringing you are from Cade Klubnik and Garrett Riley. They are not including what Cade Klubnik does with his legs. I want to be very clear up front. I'm not discounting what Cade Klubnik can do with his legs. Lenora Sellers is a great runner. There are a lot of great running quarterbacks out there. But today, we're focusing on the arm. We're going to focus on the arm and the passing game. Because at the end of the day, that's what truly matters with the quarterback, right? So, Diesel, let's start with this. Cade Klubnik and Garrett Riley, when they arrived on the scene, how they fared against the SEC. In 2022, we know that Brandon Streeter was the offensive coordinator, right? In the 2022 bowl game against Tennessee, Cade Klubnik came in, was 30 of 54, 320 yards, zero touchdowns, and two interceptions with a QBR of 49.1. Now, granted, Diesel, this performance of Cade Klubnik against an SEC team, to be fair, was his very first ever career start. So, while it wasn't good, you do have to note that it was his first career start. However, you will start to see a trend here, Diesel, as you did. Look at this performance, 30 of 54, zero touchdowns, and two interceptions, a very bad QBR. This was 2022 in the bowl game against Tennessee. You remember this game. Tennessee won. Clemson was able to put up some points. But this is where the trend kind of begins, okay? Enter 2023. Garrett Riley's hired in, like, what, February, I believe? First ever game. This is not an SEC game, but the first ever game for Garrett Riley at Clemson. You remember it? I remember it. It was on the night of Labor Day, a 28-7 loss to Duke, the three-turnover game. We all remember that, Diesel.
That was a dark day for Clemson fans.
It's a bad day. Klubnik was 27 of 43, 209 yards, one touchdown, one pick, a QBR of 29.1. I know it's not an SEC opponent, but it's the first, Diesel, the first game ever with Cade Klubnik and Garrett Riley. So the trend was a year prior, the trend began with Tennessee. Klubnik didn't play well. The next game, first year with Garrett Riley, first game, guess what? Do you see improvement in the first game of 2023? No, nobody does. They lost to Florida State that year. They lost to Miami. They also lost to NC State. Diesel, let's fast forward to the end of the season against South Carolina. Do you know what Cade Klubnik did against South Carolina at the end of 2023?
I'd be willing to bet not much.
Not much at all. Not much at all. Zero touchdowns. One interception and a QBR of 31.1. Now, the next game, bowl game against Kentucky. Clemson wins 38-35. You say, well, Cade played better, right? That's what you would think. Guess what? He didn't. That was the Phil Maffa game. Phil Maffa had four touchdowns. You know what Cade Klubnik did that game, Diesel? Zero touchdowns, one interception, a QBR of 25.9.
Wait, when did he become Bryce Young quarterbacking the Carolina Panthers?
I'm telling you. It feels that way, right?
Yeah.
So, let's pause for a second, Diesel, and let's look. You ready for this? At the end of 2023, Cade Klubnik had played three SEC opponents. Tennessee, South Carolina, and Kentucky. Diesel, in those three SEC opponents that Cade Klubnik faced going into 2024, he was 0-3, and he had zero touchdowns to show for it against those three SEC opponents. So going into year two, you and I talked about it last year on air. Going into year two, it was a big year for Cade Klubnik and Garrett Riley. They couldn't have had a more shaky start against the SEC. However, guess what? Things didn't improve against the SEC. 2024 season opener. We talked about it all year last year. Diesel, a 34-3 loss for Clemson. Cade Klubnik, you want to guess his stats? Zero touchdowns, one interception, a QBR of 37.5. Garrett Riley, this great offense in year two, had 188 total yards of offense compared to Georgia's 447 yards. Diesel, they fast forward to the end of the season last year, ended the regular season with a 17-14 loss to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Want to guess how many touchdowns Cade Klubnik had? Zero. QBR of 89.1. Also, how many interceptions? One. 419 yards of total offense and 14 points to show for it. So Diesel, listen to this. As the regular season concluded last year, Cade Klubnik had still yet to throw a touchdown against an SEC opponent. Can you fathom that? Does that surprise you?
It doesn't. His decision-making is slow. It's fast enough to play well against lesser opponents, but when you're playing up, it's not there. The decision-making speed is not there. The accuracy is not there. There's a mental block against playing well against SEC teams.
Yeah. So you fast forward into the college football playoff. Clemson plays Texas. We all know the season ended last year, Diesel. 38-24 loss to end the season. Klubnik finally threw a touchdown pass against an SEC opponent. Three touchdowns, one interception. A good game for Cade Klubnik, right? Good game. Finally got a touchdown. However, 412 yards of offense, not the best efficiency offensively. We go into year three, 2025, Diesel, of Cade Klubnik and Garrett Riley. Cade Klubnik, we all know, Tigers open the season Saturday night, 17-10 loss to LSU. You want to guess how many touchdowns Cade Klubnik had against another SEC team? Zero. One interception and a QBR of 31.4. 261 total yards of offense, Diesel, from the great Garrett Riley Saturday night. So, to put a bow on the statistics before we get into the conversation, Diesel, Cade Klubnik against the SEC is 2-5. Cade Klubnik's 2-5 against the SEC, and in those games, he's thrown for three touchdowns and eight interceptions, and has an average QBR of 49.4. If that is a Clemson fan, and again, those are all statistics, those are facts. If that doesn't concern you, well, you say, Cole, we don't play in the SEC. But don't you feel like, Diesel, in order to get to where you want to go, eventually you're going to have to get over the hump a little bit with this?
You don't play in the SEC, but if ACC titles is all you want for your program, then it's good enough. You're going to have to go through at least one SEC opponent every year.
At
that's
least.
South Carolina. That's your rivalry game. It's your biggest game of the year. I don't care what any Clemson fan says. It is and always will be the biggest game of the season for you. And you're going to have to go through at least one, possibly two or three SEC opponents on your way to ever winning another national championship. Let alone Big Ten teams. You're going to have to go through Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Penn State, schools like that that have really good defenses. Penn State's defense was so good, you hired their DC away.
Yeah.
So, like I said yesterday, Dabo has built this team with a bunch of feel-good stories and, like, talented players. I'm not saying they're a bunch of bums. They're talented guys. It's a very talented team. But it's talented enough to run roughshod over the ACC. What happens when you get into the latter part of the season? The part that Clemson fans claim to really care about the most, which is winning national championships. Is it about winning the ACC for you, which is the program you've got? Or is it about winning national championships, which is the program you want?
So here's what's wild, Diesel. Think about this for a second. The playoff game last season against Texas, Cade Klubnik had played Tennessee in 2022, South Carolina and Kentucky in 23, Georgia in 24, and South Carolina. I'm holding up a 5 on my hand right now. Going into the Texas game, Cade Klubnik had played against 5 SEC schools. You realize that? And in Diesel, those 5 SEC teams that Cade Klubnik played against, before going into that Texas game, do you know how many touchdowns he had thrown for against an SEC team in 5 games? Zero. Tennessee, no touchdowns. South Carolina, no touchdowns. Kentucky, no touchdown. Again, we're talking about passing touchdowns. Georgia, no touchdowns. South Carolina, no touchdowns. Going into the Texas game, this guy had like five or six picks and zero touchdowns to show for.
Awful.
Just awful.
And, you know, I'm surprised, Cole, that we finally heard this for the first time. Because all offseason, all we heard about Cade Klubnik was, oh, man, when I was down in the dumps, when I didn't think I was very good, Dabo Swinney believed in me. He put his arm around me and he believed in me.
Yep.
He didn't bench me. He kept playing me. Well, for the first time yesterday, we heard Dabo Swinney actually criticize Cade Klubnik publicly, which I thought was a mortal sin if you're a head football coach.
Are you sure it wasn't like AI?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I think I'm pretty good at spotting AI.
Yeah.
And I'm really critical of stuff that I think, that looks a little funky.
Right.
But here's the audio. If you haven't heard it yet, this is Dabo Swinney saying, it's really simple. We're not going to win football games unless Cade Klubnik is a dude.
It didn't do anything we didn't expect. It didn't.
Smug smile on his face.
He created a lot of the pressure. Because he held the ball. He didn't throw it. Like, the third and 12, when he took off scramble. I mean, the read is Tyler Brown. He's the read. It's a 50-yard touchdown if he just throws the ball. But for some reason, he came off, and then he started scrambling. You know, so it's a base play. It's not even it was a very simple play. We got another play on the play that he threw to – He's got a man side, his own side, and he had the slant for maybe a 50-yard touchdown to Wesco. But he threw it right to Sapp on a double coverage.
Yeah.
You know, it's a base play, day one. And, you know, he just didn't read his progression there. I mean, it just eyes on the wrong thing. And, again, sometimes you struggle, you just do too much. But he had a bad day. I ain't no other way to say it. I mean, like, we got to – if two ain't a dude, we ain't winning.
I like that. I really do. Finally, a little bit of objectivity, right?
Yeah.
But, Diesel, let me ask you this question. Wasn't Dabo after – like, I hear what you just played, but wasn't Dabo the same guy that at ACC kickoff went on and on about how everybody threw dirt on Cade? Now everybody's praising him. Madcraft and JB brought up on the stream about how this is a preseason Heisman candidate, by the way. Maybe we're just starting to realize, not us, but Clemson fans, that this guy is really good against inferior competition. And if you're just realizing that, or maybe you're still not there, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. But I gave you all those facts. Again, 2-5 against the SEC. Diesel, 3 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, an average QBR of 49.4. There's not much else to say. Like, you don't have to really form an opinion with these stats. You know how sometimes our job is to take facts, form an opinion. We just gave you 15 minutes worth of facts. You decide, Clemson fans out there. You tell us. I mean, what are we seeing this wrong here?
What's telling to me, we had the audio yesterday. We talked about it a lot, about Dabo Swinney saying that, oh, it's the media that creates all these narratives. You guys create all these narratives that we're going to be great. I think Dabo creates the narratives in his own mind that his players, who he likes, are better than they really are. And he can't see it. He can't see it because in his mind, Cade Klubnik is a Heisman-winning quarterback. Not he can be a Heisman-winning quarterback if he plays well all season long. It's no. He's a Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback. Maybe he's not tough enough on Cade in practice.
Cade said today, by the way, he spoke to the media. He said, I feel really confident about this team. I think this is going to be a team that is going to have a really good year. I didn't go get it done. I had a bad game. I didn't play like myself. Garrett Riley put the ball in my hands in the second half, and I didn't get it done. So there's your straight from the horse's mouth answer. By the way, Christopher on Twitter, on X at the Cole Bryson, tweets, you're spitting out facts. Awesome. However, Dabo would say you're being negative. LOL. As a Clemson fan, it's just so frustrating. Christopher, I'm glad you're a Clemson fan with your head on your shoulder straight, per se, with a little bit of common sense that doesn't always see it through the orange-colored glasses like a lot of the Clemson fans do, because, like I said, I know a lot of them that can't see clearly, that can't see facts for what they are.
Put it this way. What have LSU fans been screaming at Brian Kelly about the last couple years? You can't win the first game of the season. They yell at him. They scream at him through the media. And by God, Brian Kelly finds the fire to go get it done. Maybe if Clemson fans would sack up a little bit and collectively criticize Dabo Swinney more often instead of holding hands and singing Kumbaya and believing everything's going to be okay if we just want it bad enough, maybe you need to put that kind of fire under your coach again. When we come back, Cole, let's talk to a coach who's winning. Gray Ramsey, head football coach at Mountain View Prep. Our coach of Spotlight, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, we are efforting Gray Ramsey, head football coach of Mountain View Prep, possibly on the practice field. Hopefully he'll get back to us and join us in the second part of this segment, Cole.
Yeah.
But we'll look at some of our early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge as we are 34 minutes away from the Upset Picks Challenge officially being underway. We'll get to that here in just a second, Cole. But, man, this is a scary, scary story out of the Florida State football program. This just broke from ESPN's Andrea Adelson just about 4 minutes ago. Florida State freshman linebacker Ethan Pritchard was shot in the back of the head Sunday night. I'm trying to figure out here if this may have been some sort of a premeditated situation or if it was just purely accidental.
Ooh.
But it says that he was shot while driving his aunt home from a family gathering in Havana, Florida, which is about 16 miles away from Tallahassee.
Man.
He was in the car. He was in a car. They turned a corner, and as soon as they turned the corner, they heard gunshots. Mm. And he, again, was struck in the back of the head. He is alive. He is in the hospital. He is in stable condition. So that's all we can glean for right now on what's going on with this situation. But, man, that's just scary.
If you
just literally wrong place, wrong time, turn a corner, and then bam.
Yeah.
It's something like that happens. Scary stuff.
It really is. Diesel, we did get Coach Gray Ramsey, our high school coach, a spotlight. We do it every Wednesday at 3:22-ish. And Gray Ramsey, the head coach of Mountain View Prep, joins us now. Coach, how are you, man?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing fantastic, Coach. I'm gonna start you with a hard question here, okay? I'm going to put you in Kalen DeBoer's shoes, head football coach at Alabama. It's really a place that a lot of coaches find themselves at some point in their career. But I don't know if you got a chance to watch their game against Florida State over the weekend. But there was a lack of effort, a lack of intensity, joking and laughing amongst themselves while on the field, while getting beat by a team that, you know, a lot of people would have considered was inferior to them. If that's your team, how are you handling that? What are your steps to trying to fix some of these what seem to be pretty big systematic issues?
Yeah, I'm a huge college football fan. I think a lot of people are probably surprised with their performance just because of the history and the tradition of that program with Nick Saban. And when you look at, as a coach, you know what it takes behind the scenes to win ball games. I think the easy answer is to tell you that you'll take steps to address it. But it seems like you don't have a performance on Saturday like that, and that's not been stuff that's been going on for a while. So I think that, you know, not being plugged into their program, but it seems like there's a little bit of a difference between how the program was ran and operated by Nick Saban and a Coach DeBoer. You know, you don't have all the answers until you're there. You know, they're kids just like we have kids. I think it's important for our program. We talk about the little things every single day. We have some really talented athletes on our team, and they're really good football players. But in order to compete at a high level against the teams that Alabama plays, and now with the NIL, this level to play in field for a lot of people, you better be doing the little things behind the scenes because a lot of people are now on an equal playing field.
It's our high school coach's spotlight every Wednesday at 3:22 p.m. We're joined by this week the head football coach at Mountain View Prep, Coach Gray Ramsey. The Stars are 2-0 on the season. Coach, obviously a tough opponent coming up Friday night, but the biggest news maybe for your team, don't know how much buzz there is within the team, but your first true home game at North Greenville University, where you guys will be playing your home games in 2025. I know that's got to be really cool for those guys to be able to be playing their home games at a facility like that just up the road.
Yeah, our guys are super excited. You know, for a program that doesn't have a home field and a home stadium on our campus, for us to have the opportunity to go to North Greenville to be our home venue this year, it's just really a blessing. You know, I think our guys are looking forward to playing in an environment like that. It's close by. We'll have our fans and our supporters able to travel, which will create a great high school atmosphere. You know, you go from a school that doesn't have a stadium, and you feel like you have the best 3A stadium in the state, based on where you're playing. So just a blessing. We're looking forward to getting there on Friday, and hopefully, just like last year when we played at Newberry, you know, try to make it a home environment for us and take pride in winning there the rest of the year.
Coach, you know, I know Cole is intimately familiar with the new stadium at Burns and its construction. What can you tell us about the upcoming football stadium that is getting underway and being built there for MVP?
Yeah, we're really excited. This winter is when our ground will start moving. So have a lot of plans for expansion here on our campus, with the priority in this next phase being a field house, which expand our weight room to about 4,000 square feet, coaches' offices, locker rooms, two playing surfaces in the gymnasium for volleyball games and basketball games, and then, of course, the construction of the football stadium. It'll be a turf field. I don't think it's going to be to the magnitude of the Meccas of the Spartanburgs and the Burns, but for us, I'm really excited about the plans and the designs that I've seen. It'll be one of the nicer 3A stadiums in the area. So just literally looking forward to having something on our campus.
Yeah,
it'll make things a whole lot easier logistically for sure.
Coach, 77 points in the first 2 weeks offensively. You guys not struggling to light up the scoreboard. What do you think your staff, when you look at when you look back at the first two games, what do you think has been able to allow your MVP offense to be so successful in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it starts with our offensive line. We came in this year. We played a lot of young guys last year, sophomores, and at this level, a sophomore, you're not as big and strong as the 18-year-olds that you go up and get to play. So we knew coming into the year, having all of those guys back up front, we felt really good about where we were at. So we've been able to establish the line of scrimmage. Anytime you can run the ball, that allows us to create numbers outside and out wide for the playmakers that we have. And then that means putting the ball in the hands of Mac. Mac Anderson has won our starting quarterback job, and you know, through 2 weeks, he's played pretty flawless in both games based on the performance in his first half. He's really only played a full game. He played the first half in the first game and the first half in the second game. His completion percentage is around 85%. He's ran for close to 200 yards, a couple of touchdowns on the ground and through the air. So he's played really well. And then anytime you can get the ball out wide to people like Katie Haynesworth, Savion Booker, Hayden Agnew, those are guys that are just really, really special football players. And they've taken the next step in some of the football IQ stuff. So it's been a collective effort, but I really believe it starts up front. Coach Morris, our offensive line coach, man, those guys are really, really playing well. So the guy that's calling the plays, me, it makes it easier when your offensive line can dominate the line of scrimmage.
Talking to Gray Ramsey, head football coach at Mountain View Prep, our coach's spotlight this week. Your opponent that you're playing on Friday night, they can light up the scoreboard as well. They've scored 76 points in their two games. What do they do offensively as you've started prepping for them that you think gave their two opponents, Cardinal Newman and Chapman, fits?
Yeah, it's one of the difficult preparations of the year. Coach Nass at St. Joe's, you know, it's an old-school style offense. He has a lot of old-school Wofford influence within his offense. So now in the day and age, in the era of spread offenses, you're getting back under center, wing backs, B-backs, and they're going to hammer you. I handle our special teams preparation for the week. So as I turned on film and started looking at their offense, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do punt-wise, and then you figure out they haven't punted all season. So I don't know how they're going to line up, because they haven't had to punt the ball. Now, their nature of their offense allows them to go for a lot of fourth downs. You know, for them, fourth and two, fourth and three, that's in go zone for them. So we've got to do a good job. They've got a great running back or a B-back, so to speak, that you got to take away. A lot of eye candy that you go through, but it's just a difficult week of preparation. It really reminds me of being at Spartanburg, and you'd always have a week of the year that you had to worry about T.L. Hannah and defending that offense. So our guys have got to be detailed and disciplined. You know, they're going to run the same things at you and doctor it up with some different looks. But, you know, they want to play smash-mouth football. And them doing that takes the ball out of the hands of the offense on the other side. So we'll have to make sure that we play to the best of our ability on Friday night. They're flying high. Big win for them against Chapman last week. So hopefully we come out and play our best football this Friday.
Coach, you mentioned Eric Nash, the former Wofford Terrier, who does run that tricky offense. What have you guys done in practice this week? You talked about how tough it is to prepare for. I mean, what do you do? As a 3A team, what do you do to simulate what St. Joe's does offensively?
Yeah, I think it's tough. I don't know if you'll ever have the ability in a week's time to fully give the look to your defense from a speed perspective of how fast they're going to run things. But it comes down to being detailed with all 11 players. We've talked about this week, 10 of us can play it right. And if the 11th player, you know, gets caught sleeping or not looking at his key, then they can score a touchdown. So just really challenged our players to embrace that fact, to buy into, you know, we need everybody this week. It's not going to be an opportunity where we can just rely on a handful of people. We've got to be responsible for every single gap. So we've tried to do a good job. You know, I played quarterback in a similar system when I was younger, you know, so have some familiarity. I'm always the scout team quarterback to try to put myself in the situation of understanding what they're doing. But there's definitely moves a lot faster than I do now. So hopefully we've done a good job. We've got one more day of prep coming up this afternoon, and hopefully we can get some things dialed in and force them to get out of their comfort zone. You know, you got to win first and second down and put them in long down and distances and make them do things like throwing the football that they're not as comfortable with.
Coach, you talked about Mac Anderson winning the job. He went 10 for 12 for 203 yards last Friday night. But his number two, your number two, Brody Judd, pretty good quarterback as well. 8 for 10 for 78 yards, just under 10 yards per completion average. Compare those two, and is there any way that you have maybe thought about trying to incorporate both of them into the same game to throw some wrinkles at the other team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brody, as the number two, has done a fantastic job. He's going to play a lot of football for us this year. I think we're just super blessed, especially at the 3A level where your numbers are low, to have two guys that you feel comfortable about to go in and win in a big-time football. That's pretty rare. So Brody's going to play a lot of football. I think it works out well when you can get him some time in the second half. But Brody's skill set's just a little bit different. He's that prototypical. He's a 6'3", 220-pound kid. Can really make every throw on the football field, and he's taken a step forward this year of using his legs a little bit. And then you get to Mac, and he's just a playmaker. You know, when the lights come on, we're really able to use him in the run game. He's creative. He can drop different arm angles, and he's really just taken a command of our offense and kind of understands what we want to do and is an extension of us. I think last Friday, over the course of the game, he checked us into the 12 different play calls. I charted it that, you know, I think 10 out of the 12 were really good calls. So I'm excited for him. He's really become an extension of me, making sure we get into good plays on Friday night. And he's got full control. I give him full reins to make those decisions. And we know as a, you know, 16-year-old kid, he's going to mess it up sometimes. But twice on Friday night, he checks us into a touchdown. So he's done a really good job and just super proud of his growth on and off the field.
Head football coach at Mountain View Prep, Gray Ramsey. Coach, before we let you run, when you talk about Friday night, last year you guys were able to take down St. Joe's 48-21. You talked about preparing and game planning for what St. Joe's does offensively, but what have you and your staff and team discussed about the ability to get up on a team like St. Joe's? You also mentioned T.O. Hanna when you were at Spartanburg, having faced them, just the ability to kind of score some points on them quick and kind of take them out of their element.
Yeah, definitely been a point of emphasis for us. I think that you got to start fast. This is not a ball game that you want to allow them to stick around and be in an offense that they want to slow it down. And it's tough. I mean, we can really play it on the defensive side of the ball. You can play one of their plays the exact way that you want to. You know, all 11 guys are there, and the pile gets pushed, and next thing you know, they got 5 yards. And then they slow it down, and as you go. So getting a good start early for us, and that's trying to create plays and momentum on special teams to give us an advantage, has really been something that we've talked about, and I hope it plays out that way for us to give us an advantage on Friday.
Coach, you talked about Kadarius Haynesworth there. He's averaging 100 yards a game. He's obviously special on the field. Can you talk about what makes him so special off of it?
Yeah, just it's fun for me now that we're, you know, 14 months into this thing and been able to spend some time with our players to see that kind of maturation process off the field. You know, KD, when I first met him, you knew he was fast. That was the first thing that popped into your mind. You didn't know a ton about him personality-wise and who he's at. So to see what kind of student he's grown into, he's committed to Charlotte right now, how much he's done to improve himself as a student, how he talks to our young kids in the position meetings. He's the leader of that wide receiver room. He'll be in there watching film with them, explaining and, you know, leverage and depth of routes and how we want to cheat alignments and what we want to do. He's just really taking the next step as a leader of our football team, and hopefully he continues to have a great senior year, and we can't wait to watch him play on Saturdays. He's a truly special talent.
Coach, best of luck Friday, and as always, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Gray Ramsey, high school coach, a spotlight every Wednesday during hour number one of the show. Gray Ramsey and Mountain View Diesel, a two-point win a season ago against Woodruff. In that region, a lot of people are already eyeing that game against Woodruff on the 17th of October. Woodruff's really, really good. Mountain View Prep's really, really good. Broome could be a sneaky team in that region as well, but that October 17th game is the one I just can't wait for it to get here soon enough, because both of those teams could put on a show that night. But MVP is really good this year, man.
Tolo's less than 20 minutes away from your Upset Picks Challenge opening. The Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles. If you haven't yet, go to ESPN.com. Start looking at the games and the spreads and start forming some opinions. What games might you be interested in? And we'll start taking your entries at 4.
Daily Wire's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Time to get you caught up on what's happening out there in the sports world. It's called out at our Daily Wires.
Bzzz.
I was stuttering there a little bit, like the buzz. It's the buzz. What's happening? The headlines. You call them headlines. We call them Daily Wires, despite having a big lead last. I can't remember the exact lead. But Atlanta Braves led and ended up falling to the Chicago Cubs on Tuesday. Shocker. By a score of 4-3, 7:40 first pitch tonight as Bryce Elder's on the mound for the Bravos.
What bad teams do? They lose games that they are leading.
We're good at that, though.
Yeah,
you can say we're good. We're good at something. The Braves are. As Diesel reminded you earlier, the Upset Picks Challenge, powered by Ingles Markets, is open in 11 minutes, 4 p.m. on the dot. Get your upset picks ready, because we're going to be rocking in about 12 minutes on the show. Just days ahead of the season opener, New York Jets right guard Vera Tucker suffered a significant arm injury in practice that could require surgery, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. So bad news if you are a New York Jets fan. And speaking of the NFL, an 18-game NFL season that once seemed inevitable is no longer a certainty. NFL Players Association Interim Executive Director David White emphasized the importance of open communication and negotiation between the two sides.
That's one heck of a title, by the way. NFL Players Association's Interim Executive Director.
It's a mouthful, right? So he told the AP he hasn't had any conversation in length about expansion, but obviously something still to monitor. Shohei Ohtani hit his 100th home run with the LA Dodgers, but the Pittsburgh Pirates spoiled the milestone with a 9-7 win on Tuesday night. Ohtani's solo shot off prospect Bubba Chandler was the second hardest hit homer in the MLB this season. At 120 miles an hour, it was home run number 46 for Ohtani this season and the hardest hit ball of his MLB career, according to ESPN Research. Diesel, playing his 294th game with the Dodgers, he became the fastest to reach 100 home runs in team history, which is pretty good, by the way, ahead of Gary Sheffield. It took him 444 games to hit 100 with the Angels. That guy's pretty good. Pretty good baseball player.
Bubba, I'm not sure you're going to make Major League Baseball serving up meatballs like that to Shohei Ohtani.
Ooh, he's so good, man. He is so tough to stop, that's for sure. Yesterday, a home run by San Francisco Giants star Rafael Devers off Rockies pitcher Kyle Freeland led to a brawl that emptied both dugouts onto the field. Rafael Devers hit a two-run home run off Freeland in the first inning, sparking a confrontation as Devers rounded first base. Giants shortstop Willie Adames joined in, resulting in a benches-clearing brawl. Devers eventually finished his trip around the bases.
Devers basically stopped after he rounded first. Now, if you watch the live shot, you see the ball fly over the right field wall. And then you don't see what happens between home and first. You got to assume there was some jawing between the two. But Rafael Devers stops after he rounded first base and was just straight standing there yelling at him and saying some choice four-letter words. And, of course, that leads all the dugouts to empty.
In case you missed it, Cade Klubnik spoke to the media today. He did mention the way that Garrett Riley called the game on Saturday. Cade said, "He put the ball in my hands in the second half. I just didn't get it done." Cade also went on to say, "I didn't go get it done. I had a bad game. I didn't play like myself." His confidence, though, he still has the confidence. Cade said, "I feel really confident about this team. I think this is going to be a team that is really going to have a good year." He said, "I was pissed off after the game. I was upset. It took me a few days to bounce back because of the way I played." So those are some quotes there earlier today from QB1 in Clemson.
You know, we had that audio from Dabo earlier, and Dabo basically said, look, if he throws it to the right guy, if he throws it to the right read, there's a 50-yard touchdown here, there's a long touchdown there. It happens, right? And quarterbacks miss the read. They don't see what the coach sees. It's a different perspective looking at things from the eyes of a quarterback on field level versus looking at it on film after the fact. But Cade Klubnik has to be better at making those. He can't miss the wide open plays, the big play opportunities in games like that. That's how you lose.
And last one for you. The Dallas Mavericks have signed forward P.J. Washington to a four-year, $90 million contract extension, keeping him with the team through the 2029-2030 season. And those are your Daily Wires.
When we come back, Cole, it is time for the floodgates to open. Don't send them in yet. Tolos, don't jump the gun.
Four
you
got to
wait until 4 o'clock, and then the Upset Picks Challenge is unleashed. We'll each go through a couple of games that we're considering, make our picks as well, next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.